Jasmine Sly is a dental student, is a student at the School of Community Health and Policy at Morgan State University in Baltimore. Jasmine serves as a liaison with the Diamante Driver Dental Project and worked with the project for her master's thesis. Jasmine participated in many aspects of the project, including the collection and analysis of the data, planning meetings, and the engagement of community stakeholders.
My name is Jasmine Sly. I'm a Master's of Public Health student at Morgan State University School of Community Health and Policy. And I worked on the Diamante Driver Dental Project as a part of my internship practice experience. I would like to acknowledge project co-founders Dr. Hazel Harper and Belinda Carver-Taylor from the National Dental Association. And I would also like to acknowledge my faculty advisor, Dr. Anne Marie Oki, and Dr. Larice Edwards, my practice experience professor. And I have no relationships to disclose. So oral health is important because it's part of systemic health and related to overall health. Too often that association is not made and oral health is separated from overall health. The literature shows that tooth decay is the most common cause of morbidity among children and can be found at a 5 times greater rate than that of asthma. According to the CDC, from 2001 to 2004, 23% of children ages 6 to 19 suffer from untreated dental decay. It is imperative that attention be paid to oral health for numerous reasons. Besides physical health, poor oral health can affect a child's psychological health. Children with poor oral health may have lower self-esteem, may be less likely to smile, have difficulty socializing with peers. Children with poor oral health may experience physical problems also, including difficulty eating and drinking, inability to concentrate in school or to sleep if they are in physical pain, difficulty enunciating words when speaking, and are at an increased predisposition for other diseases such as heart disease. And this is proven as there are have been numerous studies linking oral health with systemic health. So the issue, despite all the facts that we have, oral health is often ignored, especially in poorer families. It remains an unmet health need in these groups because of lack of income. And lack of income does correlate with lack of dental access. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, 32% of untreated dental decay were in children ages 6 to 19 from families that made less than 100% of the federal poverty level. In 2007, 12-year-old Diamante Driver died from untreated dental caries. He was a victim of a broken Medicaid system and an apathetic and sometimes even callous society. Many public health professionals have spent time documenting the existence of health disparities in general. They spent more time writing about these. Speakers spoke about that yesterday. And writing about the reasons for health disparities and proposing solutions. But not as much effort has been devoted to action or the implementation of these solutions. So Diamante Driver's death did spark and fuel outrage among area dentists, media advocates, and policymakers in the state of Maryland. The Diamante Driver Project was created as a grassroots community outreach to eliminate health disparities by increasing access to quality oral health care, increasing the number of dental Medicaid providers, increasing the number of children connected to a dental home, establishing a children's dental hotline, establishing a school-based mobile dental clinic program, identifying children who are eligible but not currently enrolled in Medicaid, increasing the number of children enrolled in and utilizing Medicaid, and increasing community awareness about the link between overall health, between oral health and overall health. So the project did build many partnerships and identified stakeholders throughout the community. These are just some of many partnerships that we were able to make. So His death did highlight the fact that oral health had not been a priority on the agenda, and it highlighted the need for attention to be placed on oral health and a more investments to be made into it. After much planning and advocacy, the state of Maryland appropriated $288,106 to the Diamante Driver Dental Project. And this is a picture of the check and the founders. In the red, that's Dr. Harper, and beside her is Belinda Carver-Taylor. Toward the end, that is Governor Martin O'Malley, and he has been absolutely excellent in working toward improving oral care in Maryland. A van was purchased with this money and equipped with dental materials to serve as a mobile dental office. The van is voluntarily staffed by a group of dentists called Dentists in Action. They were formed, most of these Dentists in Action are members of the National Dental Association, and they formed the group in response to Diamante's death and decided to voluntarily man the van on the school visits. So, yes. Pictured here is also Governor O'Malley again, and Congressman Elijah Cummings. He also has been extremely important in the changes to oral health made in the state of Maryland. Okay, so the methods. Well, the Diamante Driver works primarily with Title I schools. That was our target population. We wanted to try to hit schools with more of a low income population. And so we did identify Title I schools within Prince George's County, one school in Montgomery County, Maryland. We partner with their administrators, principals, nurses, the teachers, and the parents. We sent permission slips home. They were available in English and Spanish. We asked parents to indicate if they did have insurance, and if they did have insurance, to indicate whether it was public Medicaid or if they had private insurance and who their provider was. The children at these targeted schools where the van arrived were provided with dental screenings, which was sort of a needs assessment. It wasn't any x-rays or anything. It was really more of just a superficial look at the mouth. We put them in the chairs, they leaned back and literally just opened their mouth, and the dentist looked in and were able to chart on using county approved dental examination forms their oral health status. The data was collected, and the dental exam forms were returned to the children's parents as dental report cards. The project kept a copy, the school got a copy, and a copy did go home with the parents. And these report cards were for follow-up with neighborhood dentists who had been identified and enrolled as Medicaid providers. All materials, again, like I said, were available in English and Spanish, and each child's oral status was classified as A, which was needs attention immediately, B, needs attention soon, or C, routine care. A would be more so if you needed an extraction or had something really serious going on orally. B was if you did need maybe some restorative care, cavity fillings, things like that. And C, routine care, was the cleanings, fluoride treatment, and sealants. So Governor Martin O'Malley launched a Healthy Smiles tour and kicked off the project's school tour. Here's a picture of the van, and this was a van we actually borrowed at first. We now have a permanent van, but the initial van we were using was a borrowed van. Governor O'Malley is there, as you see in the picture, and the students are there. This is an actual school site visit. So the results. A total of 1,634 screenings were completed between the spring of 2009 and the fall of 2009 school terms. The Diamante Driver Project evaluated approximately 18% of the children screened as having immediate needs and referred them for care. Student participation overall did increase by 37.5% from 602 students in the spring 2009 term to 963 students by the fall 2009 term. And here's our chart of the actual schools that we went to. We saw 1,446 students, and identified them and classified them by their oral health need. And this is just the pie chart breakdown of, again, the numbers we saw and what we classified their need as being. So in conclusion, since its implementation in November 2008, the Diamante Driver Dental Project has evaluated 1,446 children, almost 18% of whom were classified as needing immediate care and were referred to the dentist in action, who promised to treat them regardless of their ability to pay. And the Diamante Driver Dental Project is now finishing year two of implementation and is proving to be a sustainable model for eliminating health disparities, promoting oral health, and ensuring social justice for the underserved. So these are actually, again, this is a school visit, Governor O'Malley and Dr. Belinda Carver-Taylor. We would get the children to come in and sit down on the mats, and there was a doll where we'd have a really large toothbrush and actually show them like how they should be brushing. And I found out from this that it turns out you really shouldn't brush all this way. I thought I was doing it right all these years. and we would actually have the children come up and brush the proper way. So it was a really good experience. And this is a picture inside the van.
Governor likes to have his photo taken.
And here's a picture of the van at a school. We had the children line up and actually go on the van in little groups. So, and that's it.